towards the 1850s, 1860s. Stevens Point area became a good place to locate sawmills. The railroad hadn't come here yet, and the river was the means to transport all those logs.
They would cut the logs into rough-cut lumber and then organize them into these giant rafts that then could be floated downriver and then get it on down to, say, St. Louis, where it would be planed and made into fine lumber. And Point became important because you had to stop here and hire what became known as a river pilot, people around here who knew the river. And they were probably the most highly paid men in the North Woods because their life expectancy was fairly short. And that's why the town began to grow, is because these loggers would stop here and have to wait until a river pilot was available.
Men poured into Stevens Point looking for jobs in the lumber mills and on the river. As it grew, the lumber town was able to incorporate as a city and officially took the name Stevens Point in 1858. The new city already featured 6 hotels, 10 saloons, and 3 schoolhouses. With a growing population, the city began to expand east of the river. And as people bought up land, the layout of the city took shape, including a key feature.
And Matthias Mitchell, who we really don't know anything about, came into the area and purchased a lot of this surveyed land and platted out a lot of what is now downtown Stevens Point. At some point, he then donates a fairly significant chunk of land to the city as a square, or what in Europe would have been the village green.
Matthias Mitchell's generous donation would live on, as the public square would become the region's commercial center and a focal point of the city's history for generations to come.